Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Meghna Chakrabarty is out today. Junior Seau, football's monster in the middle, was a victim of the sport he played and loved. That's according to the National Institutes of Health. Seau, who played for the New England Patriots, among other NFL teams, committed suicide last year. After his death, his family donated his brain to the NIH for research. And today, medical researchers confirm that at the time of his death, Seau suffered from chronic traumatic encephalopathy, likely caused by repeated blows to the head. Junior Seau's family has been talking about his last years of life and the risks associated with his football career. Here's his ex-wife, Gina Seau, today on Good Morning America.
I think it's a gamble, and just be extremely aware of what could potentially happen to your life.
Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, wrote recently on WBUR's Cognoscenti blog about American football culture and how it places a premium on those nasty hits and crushing tackles. And he joins us now. Hi, Bill.
Hello, Anthony.
First of all, the death of Junior Seau was sad news, of course, when it happened. Are you at all surprised about what we learned today?
Unhappily not surprised. The researchers here at Boston University have confirmed 50 cases of CTE already, and that's just one group doing this research. So given the circumstances of Seau's death, no, I'm afraid I was not surprised.
Well, given this news and the fact that there are thousands of former NFL players who are suing the league, claiming they weren't informed about the harmful effects of concussions on their health, do you think football culture is going to change at all?
This is a decision that's going to have to be made within the culture, and I can't really predict what's going to happen. I do know that after one particularly vicious hit in one of the bowl games just a couple of weeks ago, ESPN put the hit up on a video and invited people to vote on whether they thought it was the best hit ever. This was a hit in which the guy who got hit was hit so hard that his helmet bounced into the end zone and he lost the ball. So as long as people are still doing that sort of thing, as long as there are still tapes available and videos showing greatest hits ever and people are celebrating that particular kind of violence, it's a little bit hard to see how it's going to change.
This is a game, a culture that I guess embraces the idea the nastier the hits, the better the player, that according to lots of fans. Now, in your Cognoscenti piece, you say that innovative helmets aren't going to do the job alone. So is it up to those same fans that are sort of embracing this culture to change the culture?
It's not so much entirely something that's happening only here in the U.S. People have enjoyed violence as long as it isn't happening to them, as far back as you want to look in history. Bear baiting was very popular in Shakespeare's time. The Roman Colosseum, nobody gets out alive. So it's not exactly new, and unhappily what we're learning with the research at BU and other places, the NIH, as you pointed out, is that the cost of this extremely popular pastime is enormous. We've got, as I say, over 50 players diagnosed with this, and former players, somewhere near 4,000 of them, suing the league for withholding information about how dangerous this game can be to one's future and particularly to one's brain.
So what do you think the NFL should do next about this?
I don't know. They've got a number of different problems. Obviously, when 4,000 of your former workers are suing you for damage suffered on the job, you've got a major public relations problem. You've got a major medical problem. Other industries sued by their workers, asbestos, coal miners, whatever, it's ended up costing them a heck of a lot of money and changing the way they do business.
Interesting to note that according to Junior Seau's ex-wife, Gina, who we heard from at the top of the segment, not one of her children is considering playing football. I guess that says something about the sport that catapulted their father into the limelight, doesn't it?
It does, and she's not alone. I've talked to parents who've said that they are discouraging their boy children from playing football. His ex-wife, Gina Seo, also said, "We certainly don't want to see anything like this happen again to any of our athletes." But, of course, it will happen again to many athletes as long as they continue banging their heads against each other.
Well, Bill Littlefield, thanks so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Anthony.
That's Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. And you can find a link to his Cognoscenti piece on football culture at our website, radioboston.org.